Good King Wenceslas and
Wenceslas.
Wenceslas. It's Wenceslas.
I think it's Wenceslas.
Are you serious?
Good King Wenceslas went down.
Good King Wenceslas went down on the feast of
Saint. What did you just say? Wenceslas?
Wenceslas, and then there's another word.
No.
I'm looking it up.
Who do you become December 1st? What's your holidentity? We asked some of our favorite funny moms to share what they love and what they phone in for the holiday season on this week's Band of Mothers podcast.
This is the Band of Mothers podcast. Band of Mothers.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah past.
We are coining a phrase, holidentity.
We are.
What is your holidentity? How do you celebrate the holidays as a human, as a mom, as a woman during this crazy time of year? That's our question. And we ended up asking some of our very favorite mom comedians their takes and mom friends, you know, just kind of their takes on who they become.
And this time of year. Everyone has a different answer, especially if you are a house that does Hanukkah and Christmas. That seems to be a very, like, that really messes a lot of people up. That's a lot.
It is.
To handle.
But you know the truth about Hanukkah, right? Like, Hanukkah is not a religious holiday.
Right.
And it's actually no big deal at all, but it became a big deal because of, like, the commercialism
of America.
Because of America. So, like, really, it's so funny because people are like, oh, well, if you don't celebrate Christmas, you have Hanukkah. You know, you're like, no, it's not
the same thing.
It's really not the same thing at all. But that's why we like to do both.
Yeah. And you're so good about Hanukkah. You're very low-key about it. Like, you don't overstress.
I don't overstress because I'm like, here's a piece of shit present.
I mean, that's the only problem. Yeah.
But the problem is, just when I was getting done this year, like, I'd already bought all 8 pieces of shit for my kids.
Times two.
I saw somebody put up this, like, brilliant post about the 8 days, and, like, the first day is, like, charity. The second day is, like, do something nice for someone. Like, and
oh.
I was like, oh, that's such a great idea. And all these years, I mean, my kids are 11 and 9. All these years, I've just been, like, giving them, you know, here's a poppet.
Yeah, like, but you can't really do that until you've got a little bit older kids to have some context.
This is what I'm saying.
This, though. Is, like,
this is, like, the perfect year.
Well, next year
this.
Is a perfect year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's
because
cool.
8 days of, like, something, even if one's for you, or one day they get each other presents, or, you know.
Yeah.
If
you, I love, like, that. Like, think of it.
Rules.
That's really cool.
So next year.
I love that. I think that's really great.
Definitely didn't do that this year.
Well, you can only do so much. 8 days times two. It's a lot.
Well, and it started, we just got back from Mexico.
Right.
And I literally had one day to shop for, like, a present.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Well, we hope you enjoy this episode of just peeking into some lives of some other fellow moms. And we wish you guys a very beautiful, wonderful holiday season. And we hope this makes you laugh while you're wrapping presents and baking cookies and doing Spirit Week and sending out Christmas cards and taking photos.
And doing
and
really well
shopping.
At those things or sucking at those things.
Either way,
we love you.
Yes.
Hi, ladies. This is Glennis McCarthy. I love you. I am excited to talk about my holiday identity. I wish that I was a larger than life, mistletoed ho, prancing around the house with tinsel shooting out my hiney, but I'm not. And this holiday season, I'm going to be even less that because I'm going to be sending my son to baseball camp for 2 weeks. And then my husband and I are going to do nothing. We're going to do nothing. We're going to do absolutely nothing. We're going to do nothing. We're going to drop our son off at 9 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to pick him up exactly at 5 p.m. And between those hours, we're going to do nothing. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great holiday. I am going to do nothing.
I admire it so hard.
I my program self has massive heart palpitations.
Yeah, that was hard for you to listen to.
The idea of doing nothing, and then new Tracy is like, you're a goddess walking on this earth.
A goddess. And not only doing nothing by herself, like doing nothing with her husband.
Which sounds even better.
I swear. So when Chris and I had our second shot of the vaccine, we didn't get that sick. We just kind of had like these low-grade fevers. But a girlfriend of ours had asked if we wanted our kids to go to her house for the day just in case we got sick. And we were like, sure. And we had these like low-grade fevers and we didn't feel great. Like we didn't feel great enough to do anything productive. Mm-hmm. So we just sat on the couch and watched movies all day and napped on the couch like together. And at the end of the day, Chris like grabs my hand and he just goes, I had a really nice day with you. And I was like, this was the best day ever. Like I will take a low-grade fever with you alone, with no kids day. When like it was so great.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that all through Christmas.
Yes.
That's pretty epic. We're just this morning, I was tired because it was my daughter's birthday weekend, which with like divorced large family, it's like 100 parties. Ugh. And I was tired this morning and making her lunch. And I said to my husband, I'm like, I got to tell you, I'm just like ready for Christmas break so we can at least just like sleep in just a minute. And just the idea of not having to start running until like 8:30 sounds amazing, but the idea of not doing anything all day, it's pretty epic.
Yeah,
that's
and
great,
and committing to it,
committing like, to
I
it
2 weeks of baseball camp.
Yeah,
committed.
Yeah, it's kind of blowing my mind.
I'm really proud
of her. That's a damn good gift to yourself and your husband. Oh my gosh. Good job, Glennis.
Yeah. I hope that you just order food also.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's going
to. Or just make like soups but they live in LA, so it's nice and warm, but
I'm sure they'll be ordering food.
It'd be so delightful.
Yeah. Good job.
Hey, it's Betsy Stover from the Why Mommy Drinks podcast. So you are asking about what kind of moms we are around the holidays. And I am someone who goes hard sort of in spite of themselves. And I feel like every year I'm overwhelmed by the holidays. And then every year I just go harder. So for example, we have these advent calendars that count down, you know, the days to Christmas, which by the way, we also celebrate Hanukkah at the same time. We don't do gifts, but every year Hanukkah does get bigger somehow every year. But we do this advent calendar, and it started out really small when they were little. When my kids were little, they're now 6, 9, and 11. It was just like, oh, a little tiny piece of chocolate, thinking of the kind of advent calendars I had had, which were like Trader Joe's, you know, those like one little tiny piece of chocolate every day ones. Anyway, now it has somehow gotten so bloated and out of control that now they all have like a movie sized container of candy every day for like a month. It is out of control. And same thing with like all of the decorations and stuff. Just, we started out just putting up, you know, maybe a banner or some homemade crafts. And now it's just like Christmas vomited all over our house every year. And as soon as Christmas is over, I'm like, we gotta put this stuff away. I just can't. Anyway, happy holidays, everyone. And happy new year.
Yeah, I relate to that one big time.
The Christmas vomited.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, we started with one tree and now we have 6 trees.
Yeah, that's a lot of trees.
That's a lot of trees.
I don't even understand where they are. Like if you gave me a quiz and were like, well, tell me where the trees are in my house.
We have a ranch and like they just work. Like they're not
ranch style house.
We have a ranch style. Right. We have a ranch style house and it's all just corners, and so they just slot it like it's not like you're walking through a forest, like they just fit, and so they are not like out of control.
Are any of them real?
Oh god, no, I'm so allergic, and I have like too much guilt of killing a tree every year. Like I literally can't do it. Like my heart would hurt in January when we'd put the tree on the sidewalk. for the trash to pick up.
They say you're supposed to like help. Like the like when we go is like you're supposed to go, you're like helping with forest.
That may be.
Whatever.
I have an irrational guilt complex about, you know. So, but no. So yeah, we have six, but, and then I totally get the whole like going harder. It's like when every year we're like, we're not going to buy any more decorations. We're not going to do anything else. And then every year.
You go harder than the previous.
I would say this year we're not going harder. I don't know. But then Kate and I, we also like love Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Kate and I, Kate loves Christmas too. And so does her family. And so then we suffer with this like impending doom. It always starts. She just texted me last night. It always starts right around this time. And she's like, I'm afraid we're not going to do all the Christmas things. There's not enough time to get it all done. and then as it inches closer to Christmas, you're having so much fun and you're cooking and you're doing all these things. And then you're like, but we haven't done it all. And like releasing that part of not doing it all is a big deal.
Yeah. I don't even know what doing it all means.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you could go see 14 plays and go see 1,000 lights and bake a million cookies. I mean, there's a million activities, but you can't do it all.
Yeah. I hardly do any of them, but I'm a Jew.
You're a Jew.
But my husband's not a Jew. And the kids, you know, I think for us, it's burnout right after Hanukkah. Because it's
sure.
Like, my daughter's birthday is November 18th. And then Hanukkah is, you know, different every year. But this year, it was like right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which is 8 presents.
Yeah. Times two.
Fuckers. And then, you know, then it's decorations, which we only have a limited amount of space in our house. It's not a ranch style. It's just like you walk in the door and there's a big fucking tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I mean, like we buy lights for outside every year, but like Chris never puts them up.
We have pared down the lights. Johnny's got the lights on lock. Yeah, we got 3 of those like glowy reindeers that we stick in our raised beds. And then we just wrap lights around our, like our columns.
Oh, columns.
In the front of the house. And it actually looks really nice. But there was years where he'd spend the day after Thanksgiving up like Clark Griswold. Oh, and then there's the movies too. We have to watch all the movies. There's like a list of movies we have to watch. And if we don't watch them,
you're going to have a shit Christmas.
Christmas is ruined. Yeah. So I feel that a lot. But yeah, our girls, like, cause your daughter's birthday is right next to Thanksgiving. Then my daughter's birthday is 3 weeks later, right at the beginning of December. And so all week it was like birthday time. And then I have all these people texting me about Christmas activities. I'm like, I just have to get through her birthday before I can even think about Christmas.
What do you do? So Chris, my husband, Chris, believes very, very strictly that if your tree and decorations are not down by New Year's Day, you're going to be like bad luck for the next year.
Oh, bad luck?
Yeah. It's really intense.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't think it's bad luck. I'm just over it. My husband could keep it up till February and has at many points lobbied
him.
to keep it, or he'll be like, can we just keep a few things up until February? I'm like, no, Christmas is over. So we usually do it. We always have a big New Year's Day party. So we keep them up through the first. And then I'm like, everything is going down on January 2nd.
Because you're exhausted from it, like Betsy, or because you're just like,
no, because I don't think it's bad luck. I just think it's time to move on. Like it's been a month, like a solid month. And now with the pandemic, we start Christmas. I used to have a hard rule, nothing until after Thanksgiving. And then we started doing a half decoration because I've never understood the point of buying like fall decorations just to turn it around to do Christmas.
You don't buy some gourds?
I used to buy. So then we do like surface decorations so that the house looks pretty for Thanksgiving if we're hosting. And now like in 2020, I think we had everything up like November 10th because we were just bored. Yeah. And so my husband, my husband and my daughter, after Halloween, it's like Christmas music is playing and I can't stand it. Like it's too much for me.
Huh.
So I don't think there's any bad luck associated with it.
What about the advent calendar? Do you guys do that?
I've tried. I can't get into it, but I think I've told you this. The thing that I started doing, I started it when she was like 2 or 3. You buy over the years, I've collected enough Christmas books, like children's books, for the entire month of December. And then every night we would read a Christmas story before she went to bed. And so I have like 25 books,
yeah,
all different. And like, and for like the solstice too. And like,
what a great idea.
It actually is really cute. And then you wrap them all, which takes an hour and a half to wrap all those books. And then she just picks one out and then we read it. And that is a lot of effort.
Where did you come up with that?
A friend told me about it and I just thought it was such a lovely idea. And it was like so beautiful when she was younger. And it was just such a great way, like a quiet, easy way to like kind of tap into the season,
yeah,
without having to do, and you don't, what, it was like an upfront cost of purchasing all the books. But now we have them and we just keep, yeah, them in this basket and we just pull them up. But then yesterday, Evie's like, you haven't wrapped the books yet. And I'm like, Evie,
oh
my God, you're 11.
You're like, you go wrap the book.
2 hours of my day just to wrap books, to unwrap them, to read them. So that's like, that's like our advent calendar. But it is, especially if anyone listening and you have littles, it's so sweet. But she still loves to read the old children's books.
Yeah.
But you know, we have like the classics like The Grinch, but then I bought the original It's a Wonderful Life. So we read the whole book last year, which is only, it's only like 125 pages or something. But, aww, and I've found like obscure Christmas stories from other cultures and stuff. So it's, I don't know. It's really, I do really love it.
It's a great idea.
But I hate the wrapping. But that's our advent calendar. That's my point.
Wow.
That's what I count as our advent calendar.
Yeah, I get mine at Safeway and it's just a piece of chocolate every day.
Yeah. And then my kids is not that into candy. So then we forget.
Oh,
and I know. We never,
like,
they open it.
The first like 2 days and they're just sitting on top of the piano now. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Hi guys, it's Amy Albert. So my holidentity. So I have to admit that before I had kids, I was like a super Scrooge. I'm also like, I'm a Christmas Jew. So like, you know, I grew up having like Hanukkah and Christmas. And as I got older, I was living in New York City and I was always alone on the holidays because I was working or I was, you know, whatever. And so I became very grumpy about it. And it was hard for me to imagine having kids and ever like being into it again. But I have to say, now my kids are 6 and 3 and they're so pumped. And I'm like playing like Christmas carols. I've never done that in my life. That makes me want to barf playing Christmas carols. But it's all in my car and we're singing along and I'm super excited to decorate. So like, I guess I'm basically Kris Kringle. I don't know what's a Jewish Kris Kringle, because that's me. Happy holidays.
Well, I have to say that one of my favorite things about Christmas is always having Christmas music on. But I do Pandora Christmas in New Orleans station.
Ooh,
there's always like a bit of a jazzy Christmas.
I like the obscure stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what's your favorite Christmas carol or Christmas song?
Oh. Hands down, Sarah McLachlan and Bare Naked Ladies.
We talked about this. I forgot.
I cry every time they play it. I love it so. I'm going to cry just thinking about it. It's the best song ever.
Do you think we'll be sued if we just throw that at the end?
No, I don't. Please try to sue me for playing your beautiful song. Please. We're playing it at the end. Come on. And also, if Sarah calls me, great. Or her lawyers.
Yeah.
Even better.
Her lawyers.
Better. Yeah. It's Good King Wenceslas and
Wenceslas.
Wenceslas. It's Wenceslas.
I think it's Wenceslas.
Are you serious?
Good King Wenceslas went down.
Good King Wenceslas Lest went down on the feast of
what did you just say? Wenceslas?
Wenceslas. And then there's another word.
No.
I'm looking it up.
It's Good King Wenceslas.
Oh my gosh. For once, you were mispronouncing something and I'm so happy about it.
I think I might be right.
Good King Wenceslas.
Sloss.
Good King. I'm Googling it right now, you guys. Good King. Oh, here it. Oh, it came up. Wenceslas lyrics. It autofilled for me. Good King Wenceslas sloss looked out.
Sloss, oh, see, I'm right.
No, you're wrong.
But show me.
I don't want to show you. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen. Yeah.
The Jew knew the answer. Good King Wenceslas went down.
No. Good. See, even you're wrong. It's Good King Wenceslas looked out.
Wenceslas?
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
Wenceslas. That's what I said. Good King Wenceslas looked out.
Yeah, you didn't say looked.
Yes, I did. It is Wenceslas. Anyway, I was correct. It's Wenceslas. You said Wenceslas.
It is Wenceslas.
Sauce.
Amazing. Okay, well, that's my favorite. What's your favorite?
I love the old, I think it's the Drifters or something.
I'm dreaming.
I like that. But that's because it's at the beginning of Mixed Nuts, which is one of my very favorite movies ever.
And so good. Well, and then it's obviously in Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, we can put this in the show notes. I've made a Christmas playlist on Spotify.
Oh.
I think there's 1,200 songs now.
What?
I've worked on it for years. When I was on Facebook, I would post it every year.
Oh.
I found this James Brown Christmas album that's the greatest. It's so weird.
Really?
And pervy and weird. Then I've got, oh my gosh, I found all these like Celtic things. And then I've got like Yule songs in there. And then there's another song by another kind of like 50s R&B group, but it's Santa's Got Big Balls.
Yes.
It covers hysterical. All genres. It's got all the classics, but it's got all this weird stuff in it.
Okay.
I'll post it. It's really good. I'm very proud of it. So we just play that on repeat.
We definitely have to post that. And
Santa, you got them big balls. Santa, you got them big balls.
Wenceslas
Santa,
balls.
You got them big balls.
How do you feel about, like, were you grinchy before you had kids?
I loved the part about working all the time, because I feel like as actors, like, it was always...
Or waiters.
Well, no. Well, like, when you're young, but we always just had, like, we didn't ever have, like, office jobs, you know? So it was always like, am I going to have to work on Christmas Eve? I mean, I worked for retail for years, so I'd always have to work on Christmas Eve.
Right.
And then I remember one of my restaurant jobs, you know, it's just like you're working on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. There's no question in LA. And then I was flying home to LA and I just had to quit my job because he wouldn't give me the time off. So I was just like, well, I guess I'm just not working here anymore because he won't give me off Christmas. So I get that. But I was, for me, it was always...
We have a big family.
So I have a big family. Like, so it was always just a lot of like pressure because I'd have to, we were so poor for so long. So it was like a matter of needing to work, but wanting to enjoy Christmas and then trying to figure out how to get home and then get back. And it's just like, it was like a lot.
Yeah. I didn't grow up with any Christmas. Like my Jewish parents. Well, no, a lot of Jews have trees.
And you wanted, I remember you telling me like you used to beg for a tree.
Yeah, I liked Christmas because I like the season, you know, in general, like the spirit of it. But my mother was very uncomfortable having a tree. So
it's fair,
you know, and we weren't religious at all, but it was just kind of the way she grew up. And so once I became an adult, I kind of got it. I definitely got into the spirit. And now with the kids, I'm just like, at what point can we, deal with the Santa thing.
I know. That's been a hard one this year. Did you like Christmas more once you had kids? Like, did you like step into it kind of like Amy?
No. You know, I think living in New York City is like the best Christmas. So I feel like I already got to experience all the joy.
Oh, that's true. It's just like everywhere. It's like being in London.
Oh God, it's just so fun at Christmas time. And so once I had kids, I moved to Denver. Denver's still great too, but it's just a different vibe. So yes, I enjoy it as a family, but I think I got all my like Christmas
vibe
joy already going earlier.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And we don't have any family here.
Right.
So it's fun to celebrate with friends, but so is Thanksgiving, which we just did.
Right.
So it's, it's like
it gets a little repetitive.
That special, but yeah. I get what she's saying for sure.
Well, at least you can listen to some new Christmas songs once you download my playlist.
I can't believe
you don't have it. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
Hey kids, it's Nancy Norton. Comedian, mom, codependent. Yeah. And non-binary. I have several hall identity crises going on here. Codependent, non-binary, older mom. My son's first words were hot flash. I'm gender fluid and all dried up. I'm actually hoping for a quart of gender fluids for Christmas. I don't know who's going to, maybe my boyfriend will get me that. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's complicated. It's a complicated codependent Christmas. I struggle a little bit. I'm going back to the Ozarks. I love being around my family. But then as a vegetarian, I don't know if I mentioned that part of my whole identity already, but yeah, I, you know, struggle with the carcass. I love y'all. I get it. It's delicious. I never argue with the flavor, but just that carcass, like a dead animal sitting right there when you have compassion for animals, it's just, it's hard for me. I'm not exaggerating. I actually really struggle with it. So this year I'm just going home for the pre-holidays. I'm going to go out, have a game night. We love playing games, be around a big table, playing some really exciting card games that we love. And then I'm going to do a Christmas comedy show in the Queen City of the Ozarks, Springfield, Missouri. Then I'm going to scoot on back here to Colorado and have my vegetarian Christmas with the speech therapist. And it's going to be beautiful. You know, I'm going to give my kid what I wish I'd gotten. And, you know, it's, I'm dreaming of a codependent, non-binary, gender fluid, vegetarian Christmas.
Oh my gosh, Nancy.
I forgot she was from the Ozarks.
I do too. She's the perfect person to have on our identity series.
Sure. There's a lot going on
there.
She
has a lot of labels.
Well, let's talk about the carcass.
Oh, well, I resonate with that.
What do you guys do for Christmas dinner?
Well, normally you've been to them. Mm-hmm. We have, on my dad's side of the family, there's 36 of us if we're all gathered together on my dad's side of the family. Now, in any given year, someone has to go to the other spouse's family, you know, yeah. So there's like always opposites. So it generally lays around like 28, 29 people, which is still a lot of people. And we get together and then we've had the same meal every Christmas night since I can remember, which is honey baked ham, and I don't eat pork. Potato casserole, which is every form of dairy mixed into hash browns. Baked with cheese on top and cornflakes. It's amazing. It's unbelievably good. It's like pure American food.
Will you send me that recipe?
Oh yes, it's amazing. And then pineapple rings in like this sweet brown sugar sauce.
Oh, God.
I die for them.
I hate pineapple.
And then you put maraschino cherries in the middle. I mean, this is like 1950s.
Yeah.
And then green bean casserole. And then there's this famous mustard sauce you make for the ham. And then like dinner rolls. And I mean, we've been eating that for, I mean, I'm 45, so easily 50, 60 years that's been going on in the family.
The ham then you don't eat, so you just eat everything else?
I usually end up eating a couple bites, but I don't eat pork because I think I hate how pigs are treated, and they're so intelligent. They're as intelligent as dogs, and the pig industry is just so cruel. So I love pork. I love the taste of it. I just like ethically can't eat it. So that ham staring me at the face is like, it's a lot of moral dilemma. And then to go into like, when I'm hosting and to go into like the honey bake store, when you know those poor pigs are just raised and then just like murdered so cruelly, oh my God, just to get the hams out and wrapped up for everyone, it's a lot for me. So I feel Nancy big time.
Wow. Well, I never think about that when I eat my bacon. yeah, because we don't have family here, we don't really have any sort of Christmas tradition. So generally we just go to friends' houses and eat whatever's being served.
Mm-hmm.
And contribute. However, that's why I wanted to maybe do that casserole. I could bring it over.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It's so good. I mean, it really is, but it's like, I mean, it's literally like cream cheese,
yes,
cheese,
please,
butter,
yeah,
milk,
yeah,
cream. I mean, it's every, but it's unbelievably delicious.
Yeah. This year I've really let go of feeling guilty about holiday eating.
Like, oh, I have, good job.
I have really like December'd myself. I'm like, whatever.
It's no fun. I mean, it's
to starve yourself.
No, it's there's a balance for sure. And I'm just off of a normal exercise routine, which isn't great, but when you've got a big family, especially like I do, and then with a daughter with a birthday at the top of the month, there's just to beat yourself up. Like, I have this, like a friend of a friend, and she's doing this, like, there's some course, it's like Fierce 45 or something.
Oh yeah.
And it's 45 days where you work out twice a day for 45 minutes.
Oh.
No sugar, no dairy, no carbs, no alcohol, no caffeine.
No fun.
No fun. And then the point, and then it's like, it's super extreme. So it's like, you cannot miss a day, and they encourage you, like, even if you, so if you miss a day, you have to start over and start the whole thing over. So like, they're like, even if you get the stomach flu, you, we encourage you to work out twice that day with the stomach flu. Otherwise you have to start over. And it's like, and I know this woman who started doing it the day after Halloween. I actually think it's 90 days or something. So she like put this restrictive thing on during, and obviously you, I understand it in the sense that you don't want to gain weight or you don't want to overindulge, but there's a fine balance between ruining everything
for yourself, right? Well,
and living in fear of the celebration, which is what it is. It's like either you can't restrict yourself and you're afraid of overindulging, or afraid of gaining a couple pounds, or afraid of celebrating, I guess, yeah. You know, it's hard.
God, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. But it is, it's also not like great to look at myself on January 3rd.
Listen, but that's the thing. Like, then you look at the month you just had and the celebrations that you had. And you
that's
go,
what sweaters are for.
I'll work on this in 2022.
Because the hash brown casserole only comes once a year.
I swear.
God damn it, I'm going to enjoy it.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. It sounds really good to me. All those cheeses.
Oh my goodness, here we are, right in the middle of December, holidays. I am the absolute worst mom when it comes to holiday decorating. First of all, I don't have a crafting bone in my body, so I don't make holiday decorations. That seems abusive. So this year was interesting because we recently moved. I don't know where half our shit is. So I went online and bought a fake tree. My kids were very disappointed because apparently they were delusional in thinking that we would go into the woods to find a fucking tree and cut it down and drag it back to the city. Hello, have you not met me? So they were a little upset until I said, you know, you're not going to clean up the needles. You're not going to feed the tree the water it needs to survive. So here it is. A fake tree was supposed to be 6 feet. It's more like a desperate 5'8", you know, just wanting to be 6 feet. And I couldn't find our ornaments because they're packed away. So I went and got, you know, Tuesday morning, big pack, $29 ornaments that are far too big for the tree. That's the first issue. Yeah, our house, I just randomly put shit, you know, I was raised Jewish. So I just thought, what the hell? I don't even celebrate this holiday. Got some trees, ceramic trees, some other trees. Our house is decorated with trees and miniature reindeer because that seemed like the least Christmassy. I could still cling to Judaism, throwing in several menorahs on the mantelpiece. That's what we're working with, people. I don't know what the rest of these overachieving moms are doing, but more power to you. I love holiday, you know, I love watching other people's and looking at other people's holiday decorations. I think they're beautiful. I love a solid light show. I do. I just can't quite pull it off for myself or my family. So there we go. The abusive Jewish mom refusing to have anything remotely holiday-esque in our house is a constant feedback that I receive from my children. All right, happy holidays.
Oh my God.
I have to say that she reminded me that I also feel uncomfortable when something's too Christmassy and less holiday. So like, I don't really have a lot of like Santa anything.
Oh, interesting.
Definitely nothing like, you know, Jesus-y obviously, or nativity or right, anything like that. Like none of that will ever be in my house.
That's fair.
But I, Yeah, like our ornaments, like everything. Like I get where she's coming from. Like I will definitely.
Is it a Jewish thing then?
Yeah, yeah.
That makes total sense. Well,
it's Christ's birthday, you know? Right. And so as a Jew, you're just like, oh, no, that's not what we.
Well, no, you don't celebrate it.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Yeah, we have everything.
Sure.
I even broke down and bought a cool nativity set off Etsy 1 year. But it's very like modern and abstract.
Yeah.
But I don't love the like uber, this has been a new realization, but I don't, even though I was raised very Christian and I do love Christmas, I mean, I've never bought in. It's obviously not when he was born and it's a pagan holiday that, you know, that St. Augustine or whatever, some King Julius Caesar, King Wenceslas took. I mean, it's all pagan. The evergreen tree is from pagan roots. That's celebrating Yule, which is, you know, you put a tree in your house to bring greenery in when everything else is dead, mm-hmm. to pay homage to the earth. And like, I love mm-hmm. that part. I love the solstice and the Yule. And I actually love the pagan roots. Some people say it's like satanic and I don't find that vibe at all. I've done enough research that it feels... You know, the holly is bringing in those red berries. The red and the green came from the pagans, like being so grateful for the earth going quiet and being blanketed in snow, but still reminding you that there's life. That's why you light candles and you put it on the tree. Yeah. All of that is so beautiful. It has nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah, agreed.
And while I think Jesus is great, the uber worshipy part of it, like that I've grown up going to at church and like mm-hmm. singing all these songs about like falling at the feet of Jesus and all that, like doesn't resonate with me at all anymore. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, if I view him as like an ascended master, which I kind of do now, and someone who has had a very powerful and life-changing message for millions of people, and he's had a really just like Buddha and Krishna and all these other beings that came to earth to share this message of light and love, like that I'm fine with, but the worshipy part, no thank you. Mm, yeah. So we don't have a lot of like Jesus imagery, but I mean, I have all the other stuff. And I like the holiness of this whole month. Like I think it's a very sacred month and it is for like in a lot of different cultures, which I think is cool.
Yeah. I have nothing to say to that.
But I love that Debbie. That was Debbie Sherry, you guys, by the way. But that she's an abusive Jewish mother is pretty funny.
Her kids are just pissed. Well, I'll tell you, I never really thought I would be cutting down a tree.
I know. I was just going to bring that up. It's so funny.
Last year was the first year we did it, and it was packed with snow. And this year, there was no snow.
Like, yeah.
So it was much easier this year. But it's fun to pick out your tree. It's like very Griswold. And then
totally,
they're so light. Like you just really, you don't have to drag it out of the forest. You literally like hold it with one arm above your head and walk out.
Your tree's like my dream tree. It looks, aww. It's such a nice tree.
Thank you. And I love just it. Keep them watered. And
you could put candles on yours. That's the perfect tree for candles to light on Christmas Eve.
No, it would burn down.
No, you put them at the edge and you light them. I did it every year growing up with my family in Parker. Yeah.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
I mean, it is, especially with small kids. My poor mother must have just been beside herself. Like, why are we doing this.
Yeah, I can't handle that.
But it is quite beautiful when you do it. Oh, and it is just like a beautiful, again, it's like sacred and holy. And that's not religious-y or Jesus-y. It's just a beautiful, like reflective. And it is, I love like winter. It's quiet. And
oh my gosh. I feel like I'm the only human who loves when it's cold because I just love to nest and be cozy. And that's what Christmas, hopefully we'll have a white Christmas this year. So there hasn't,
I mean,
been
for a million snow. Reasons. There's already forest fires in Denver in the mountains.
Yeah, ugh. Crazy.
Hello, band of mothers. It's Kira Sultanovich leaving a message this holiday season. Isn't it exciting? Isn't it fun to do everything every minute in a half-assed way? What? That's not how you celebrate the holidays? That's how I do it. Look, who allowed Hanukkah to start in November this year? I am already a non-union Jew who doesn't do it right or correctly. I just throw a dozen candles at my kids and say, it's a math game. Pick out 8. I think that's what we need for a menorah. And now Christmas is upon us, and I half-assed that as well. Just dropped off some gluten-free muffins for my kids' class because I'm in California and everyone is triggered by gluten and we need a safe space. So how can you mess up muffins, you ask? Easily. You just don't read the instructions and figure it out the morning of because your kid told you right before bed last night. So do all my muffins look like they were teabagged individually? Yes, they all have some strange hole in the middle. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I told my 6-year-old that it was Santa. Santa hugged them all, and that's why they're crooked and collapsed. How do I get through this time of year? I try to go on the road as much as possible. Oops. Did mommy miss the Christmas pageant again? Yikes. Well, I had to make drunk strangers in Albuquerque laugh. So happy holidays.
Oh my gosh.
She actually threw a ho, ho, ho in there. It was pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
What do you half-ass at Christmas?
Nothing. That's why I'm so tired. I can't. I have so many traditions and so many family things and like, I really don't half-ass Christmas. I'm not saying it in a way that I'm like proud of at all. It's just, I have a lot of issues wrapped like, up into it.
To my own detriment.
Well, and it's like weird having an only child because there's not the like, it feels like every year my husband and I like struggle. Like she just has to wake up by herself and go like look for the presents. And it just, there's certain times where you just want like a gaggle of kids or at least one other kid like running around your house. And so I think we overcompensate. And then again, because her birthday, every mom out there who's got a kid with a December birthday, you know. So it's like, it's so hard to find enough presents. And then every new Christmas Eve, we're like, did we get her enough presents? I mean, there's been years where I've been like running around the house trying to figure out if there's something else I can wrap because you feel like you're buying so many, but then when you actually go to kind of put it out, it's just not that much.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of guilt involved. But then I just I do love it.
Yeah.
There's nothing I physically can't half-ass it.
Although I will say you don't send out cards.
There you go. You're right. I put my foot down with the goddamn holiday cards. Never done it. Every year I'm like, this is the year. My daughter's 11. We've never even taken a professional family portrait. Yeah. Not one.
Yeah,
and
we
do.
Well, we've only done two professional family portraits. One was last year. My card this year is a little sad cake, but
that's
I am
adorable.
Sending it out.
I love it.
I just take less pictures now that they're older, you know?
Oh, interesting.
I definitely don't bake, so there's no cookies happening in our house. We do go to a friend's cookie party. And again, we half-ass our lights. They're sitting there, not even put up. So I think that's we handle Christmas like we handle most things in our,
I love
in our
it.
Life. Just kind of what we can do or what I can try to convince Chris to help me with.
Well, there's that too.
But yeah, that's so funny. I mean, this season is so busy that it's just amazing to me when schools put more demands on you.
Yeah.
Like it's Spirit Week again. And I'm just,
ours is too, but it's totally fine.
Oh, I think
like she just had to wear reindeer antlers to school today, which we didn't have.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, I'm not buying them. So have fun at school.
Wednesday for Bo is Wear Recycled Materials Day.
Are you serious?
I'm like, what?
You're just like tape trash on his chest?
I'm not going to do anything. That's crazy. No,
that's the worst thing I've ever heard. I mean, I'm fine with like wear red and white or bring in a candy cane. I'm fine with all of that.
Oh, no. It's really. So today was, I don't even think they're allowed to call it crazy hair day anymore. They call it awesome hair day.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, it's like, it's really good. Hold on. I have to find it because it goes into my trash email.
Because it's all trash.
It's just fucking bullshit is what it is. Oh my God, where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay. Monday, awesome hair and hat day.
Okay.
Okay. Tuesday, favorite rock star singer day.
you're supposed to dress up like that? Like you just come and dress as like ZZ Top?
I guess.
I don't know why that's
how many fourth graders are into ZZ Top?
You have no idea. So many.
Wednesday, wear recycled materials.
I'm so offended.
Thursday, crews wear the same color day. So your class will be like, we're blue. And then Friday, this is interesting. I didn't think they had school Friday. Apparently they do. Literally finding that out right now. Pajamas day, which I love pajama day.
Sure.
That sounds like the best spirit day. But I literally didn't know my kid had school Friday. That's so funny.
That's so funny. Well, I had a like 6:30 a.m. text thread going with my school mom crew because Evie wears a uniform.
Yeah.
So we got this like on Friday night and it said that it was like spirit week, but then at the top of the calendar, it says festive dress down all week.
Oh.
And so we were like, I'm like, do they wear the uniforms and then the reindeer?
Oh, or can they wear regular clothes?
Or can they just wear regular clothes? And half the moms thought they were still wearing uniforms. So I'm like screen grabbing and texting. I was like, but what does this mean?
Oh my God.
So Evie went to school just in normal clothes. Well, I'm pretty sure that's what that means.
It feels so like that's confusing. What that means.
And if it's not, I don't care.
But nobody has the brain space is the point.
At all.
I can't even believe you guys are listening to this.
They're not.
You must be so busy. You're definitely not listening to this.
Definitely not. Yeah. And honestly, like this week, like if she came to me today and was just like, I'm so tired, I can't, I'd just be like, all right.
Oh.
I mean, there's finals and stuff now as her kids get older, but yeah. she's in fifth grade. She's okay. But yeah. So yeah, no Christmas cards for me.
That's your half-ass.
And I actually don't bake a lot. I don't, my mom used to make like 8 or 9 different kinds of cookies. I don't even know how she had the time. I make my amazing gingerbread cookies every year. That's what I do. That's it.
Yeah, I don't make any cookies. And I don't get the neighbor's presents. I know a lot of people do that.
What?
A lot of people like bring like over like something for neighbors. No. I don't. I do try to get teacher's presents. But now that my daughter's in middle school, I don't think I have to do that.
I don't think so. Our room parents take care of it. And you're not allowed to give teachers presents at our school, which I think is like such a load off.
We have a room parent taking care of both class, but then I you know, it's Miss Josie, who you all know.
I know. Yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like I need to get her a little extra something. But so I guess I kind of half-assed that stuff. You know what I got my brother in Genera this year? Sorry, Genera, if you're listening to this tomorrow, I think you know what you got. A tushy.
A tushy? I think I'm getting tushies for a lot of people.
I swear. It's such a great present.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's getting a bidet.
Everyone needs a bidet.
Yeah. There's no half-assing that.
It's full-assing.
Genius.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, I did. Look, it's a busy time of year. It's fun to laugh about it. I love hearing about everybody's different traditions. And we hope that this made you at least feel a little less guilty if you're in the Tracy camp, which is just feeling guilty about everything. And if you do go full out, don't feel guilty about that either. It just is what it is. But give yourself grace when you can and rest when you can, because it's a mad dash to January 1st.
As Taylor Swift says, 'tis the damn season.
Tis the damn season.
Edit. The Bare Naked Ladies with Sarah McLachlan song is not Good King Wenceslas. It is actually God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and we hope you enjoy.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Perfect life.